Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Threat Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, April the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EWAB prices were May corn up 6.5 cents, 771, May wheat up 21.5 cents at 1102¾, and May beans up 17.5 cents at 1672¾. We didn't see any export sales here this morning, but currently crude oil is 429 higher on the day. That certainly helped bean oil. That's up 113 ticks and helped push the beans higher as well. The Russians are pushing into the Donbas region, and once again, they're trying to take that over. There's big fighting going on, so I think that's why we're seeing some higher prices out here, part of the reason. We know it's going to be very cold and wet in North Dakota and southern Canada, Manitoba. 1 to 2 feet of snow, locally 3 feet of snow in North Dakota, and then it's going to stay cold for a while, so that won't melt for a little bit. That's a little bit friendly for the wheat, but I think more important than that, it's the war news. Egypt is looking for wheat this morning, but India announced that it's going to sell 7.85 million metric tons versus 2.1 million metric tons because of the crisis in Ukraine. They have a bumper crop of 111 million metric tons, so they certainly have more wheat to sell. We didn't see any exports this morning. President Biden has okayed more ethanol in gas for June 1st to September 15th. 15% blend, that's up from 10%. So that may have been part of the strength in the corn market overnight. The dollar is basically steady. It's down 2 ticks. That won't have much impact. But it looks like a little bit of a risk on day. Silver's up 50, gold's up 27. So we certainly expect higher prices. Now, the crop ratings overnight increased from 30 to 32% good to excellent in the wheat. I thought with yesterday's action that we'd see prices lower. We opened lower off of that with just about a nickel. And then we spent the rest of the night rallying. We rallied about 42 cents off the lows. So I guess the trade is just looking at the bigger picture of the problems in Russia and Ukraine, looking at, 2 to 3 feet of snow in North Dakota. They're looking at the continued dry conditions in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. So, the funds want to continue to buy. We'll see some higher prices here. I'm not sure we're seeing the same enthusiasm in the bull market as we've seen in the past. But December corn had a new contract high overnight. We'll see if that holds. We're getting a little overbought there, about 81% on the RSI. Certainly with this cold, wet weather, we're not going to get the early planting that we had hoped for out here. So I think that's helping new crop corn. I continue to believe new crop corn is going to gain on old crop corn out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.